They wanted direct control. It should come as no surprise that the men behind the documented CIA mind control projects, MK-Ultra, Artichoke, Bluebird, MK-Delta, etc., had received Nazi medical science passed along by paperclip doctors and their protégés. The infusion of Nazi mind control specialists within the fledgling CIA resulted in Project MK-Ultra, a code name for mind control research that continued until the late 1960s when it was said to have been discontinued. Project MK-Ultra was created in 1953 by CIA officer Richard Helms, a good friend to CIA psychiatrist Dr. Sidney Gottlieb. It was the brainchild of the CIA director, Alan Dulles. Dulles reportedly was intrigued by reports of mind control techniques allegedly conducted by Soviet, Chinese, and North Koreans on U.S. prisoners during the Korean War. Published accounts show this project not only used drugs to manipulate a person's personality, but also electronic signals to alter brain functioning. According to a 1975 internal CIA document, MK-Ultra was a group of projects, most of which dealt with drug or counter-drug research and development. The Director of Central Intelligence, DCI, and the Deputy Director of Plans, DDP, were kept informed on the program via annual briefings by Chief Technical Services Division, CTSD, or his deputy. Most of the research and development was externally contracted. The objectives were behavioral control, behavior anomaly production, and countermeasures for opposition application of similar substances. Work was performed at U.S. industrial, academic, and governmental research facilities. Funding was often through cutout arrangements. After discussing testing on volunteer inmates and the diminished role of the MK-Ultra project as fears of Soviet drug use eased, the CIA officer that authorized the report noted, "Over my stated objections, the MK-Ultra files were destroyed by order of the DCI, Mr. Richard Helms," shortly before his departure from office. To study psychochemicals and the possibility of using them to achieve mind control, the CIA, along with military intelligence, launched a program codenamed Bluebird, later changed to Artichoke. The CIA has even admitted that its drug testing on college campuses resulted in the drug revolution of the 1960s.